this is not a bird. This is a creature that has like grayish tan skin, ice light blue eyes, and a wrinkled like demonic face, and this is how he described it. And it had wings, but they weren't like organic wings that you would think of like with the Mothman. This was like it was a creature that had like a shoulder harness, like a leather shoulder harness with like this like glass grid like wings that were fastened to a shoulder harness with a little box in the middle of its chest with like knobs and like a crude looking computer.
In this member's only episode of Bigfoot Society, Steve Berg returns to talk about high strangeness in Nebraska, winged creatures, portals, Dogman, and more. Only on Bigfoot Society.
Probably my favorite high strangeness case in Nebraska ever happened to a guy. It's an alias name, named Mr. Hanks. And in 1957, he was driving back into Falls City, Nebraska. And Falls City is in eastern Nebraska, kind of the hot zone that I both have been talking about. It's really down fairly close to the Kansas border, actually. And in 1957, you know, Mr. Hanks was driving home from work back into Falls City, which is a tiny little community. And he sees what looks like a big bird in the sky. And he's like, oh, that's weird, you know, but didn't think too much of it. Then he gets to like close to like, you know, his neighborhood house, and he sees this thing. And it's obviously like been like kind of following him, and it's wobbling. And he's like, what the hell? So he gets out of his car and starts walking, and he sees it starts getting really low. And he notices this is not a bird. This is a creature that has like grayish tan skin, ice light blue eyes, and a wrinkled like demonic face. And this is how he described it. And it had wings, but they weren't like organic wings that you would think of like with the Mothman. This was like it was a creature that had like a shoulder harness, like a leather shoulder harness with like this like glass grid like wings that were fastened to a shoulder harness with a little box in the middle of its chest with like knobs and like a crude looking computer with like switches and knobs. And the thing had hands like the wings of a dove. The hands and feet looked like the wings of a dove. And it was wobbling in the air and like getting really low to the ground. And Mr. Hanks became paralyzed, could not move. Now, whether it's fear or that maybe the creature did something to it psychically to make it not be able to move, who knows? But eventually the thing got really low, like he said, like really, I think like 10 feet low to the ground, wobbling. And then it somehow corrected itself with the knobs on its like little computer chest and flew away. And this screwed this poor man's life up in such a dramatic way. He said that sleep became my enemy. I took on an extra job. I was sleeping maybe 90 minutes to 2 hours a night the rest of my life. He's like, my whole life became about work and not sleeping, because when I slept, all I could see was that thing.
If you'd like to hear an extra 30 minutes with Steve and hear us chat about things such as humanoid cases of Nebraska, Skinwalker Ranch, Dogman sightings in Nebraska, and portal activity in Odo County, please consider becoming a supporting member of Bigfoot Society by going over to patreon.com/thebigfootsociety. If you've had a Bigfoot encounter you'd like to share, please send me an email at bigfootsociety@gmail.com. And as always, thank you for listening to Bigfoot Society.